This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Nick Bunker, the author of the new book, In the Shadow of Fear, America and the World in 1950. This is our second hour of conversation. We come to the very famous, infamous NSC 68, which becomes the guideline for the Cold War. This is 1950, and a man named Paul Nitze took over planning at the State Department and constructed this finding to guide the Truman administration away from the post-war letdown and the recession and the disorder of foreign policy to confronting the Soviet Union. After it was confirmed, the Soviets now had the atomic weapon. It exploded an atomic bomb over Siberia. The U.S. had picked it up. And now what do we do? Here's Nick Bunker explaining Paul Nitze's role, NSC 68, the guideline, how it was not supposed to be secret, but in the shadow of fear, Nick Bunker, more of this later.
And by 1950, he was the head of policy and planning at the State Department. He'd taken over from his predecessor, the very famous Sir George Kennan. And the two of them conducted a kind of debate about foreign policy for the next 30 or 40 years. Now, Paul Nitze, as head of the policy and planning department of the State Department, had the job of creating a strategic document, which came to be known as NSC 68. Nitze was the principal author of that document, but it was also something that he worked on in conjunction with Dean Acheson. So really, it was a kind of a joint document between Nitze and Dean Acheson. Now, it was marked top secret, but like a lot of things in Washington, it was marked top secret. In fact, there were people outside the State Department at the time and outside the Pentagon who had some inkling that there was some big rethinking going on inside those two buildings. Now, the core of NSC 68 was this. Now, it really flowed, first of all, from something else which we haven't mentioned, which is the fact that in August 1949, the Soviet Union had tested their first nuclear bomb, their first atom bomb, which they tested in Soviet Kazakhstan at the end of August. And that had been discovered by the United States because the radioactive dust from the explosion had been picked up by a B-29 bomber north of Japan. And this all, by the way, of course, is chronicled in the film, the great film Oppenheimer, which came out last year. So the revelation in the United States that the Soviet Union had an atom bomb helped to trigger a great deal of rethinking inside the State Department about what they were to do about the threat of the Soviets, particularly the threat of the Soviets in Europe. They could also see the extent to which the Soviets were continuing to build up their conventional military force as well. And so Acheson commissioned Paul Nitze to produce what became NSC 68. And the core of this document was this, really. First of all, although it was a top secret document, it was marked top secret, it wasn't intended always to be secret. The intention was that NSC 68 would become a public document. It would be a document that would be used by Dean Acheson, by Harry Truman, to rally the American people, if you like, around a great new effort to put together the military and economic wherewithal to win the Cold War.
Thank you.